They can move the needle a lot faster. They can get shipping done faster. They can get things set up faster. They can utilize AI and graft a whole entire design a lot faster than we used to be able to. So I think people are realizing that and investing in companies that are taking advantage of this because they also want results faster. In a world where female entrepreneurs are striving to defy the odds, we are here to share real conversion-producing marketing strategies that make a difference. Our mission? To help you, the passionate female entrepreneur, rise above the status quo and achieve the million-dollar dream. On She Converts, every episode is a treasure trove of actionable marketing strategies that you can implement right into your business. Whether you're seeking insight into website optimization, brand positioning, creating a sellable offer suite, content creation, or anything else related to scaling your business, we've got you covered. Dive deep with us as we share stories, unveil tactics, and craft a journey for women in business to thrive. Together, let's challenge the norm, smash barriers, and rewrite the narrative. This is She Converts, where we equip you with strategies to change the game. Let's change it together. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode over here at She Converts, Marketing with Caroline Lewis. So today, I want to kind of go through some marketing predictions that at least I have in 2024. Now, caveat to this, though, is the market is just constantly changing. So no matter how well you feel like you can predict things, you cannot, which is why it's important to stay on top of the trends, read your analytics, know your numbers, know your audience, know what's about to happen a little bit before it happens. And typically you're going to be in good hands. I think that COVID definitely taught us that. I think a lot of businesses unfortunately had to shut down because the industry kept telling them go tech, go tech, go digital, go digital, but no one was really listening to it. And then COVID happened and it was a very big wake-up call for a lot of businesses that were not digital or tech heavy. And some of these predictions, it's not, so what I'm about to say is not like, this is social media things that I think you should be doing. I'll mention some of that, but it's more of just like what I'm seeing and what I think will continue to grow on the market in regards to just marketing, as well as like your product and offer suite as well. So post COVID, right? We're now what, 3-ish years after COVID. And I think for the most part, companies have definitely realized that we are in a very digital era. I think a lot of companies are realizing that marketing has changed. You can not get by with just static images anymore. You need more. You need a lot of video. You need a lot of connection. And I think some companies, they've been able to do that very, very well. Some companies, definitely not. And of course, some companies had to shut down because of it, which is super sad. But that's just the reality of how the world works. And as you, if you pay attention to the news or anything like that, obviously there's been a lot of tech startups that have happened. We are in a huge app development era, which will kind of lead me to my first prediction. So before I fully get started, actually, let me just write down some of the key points that I want to hit on because I don't want to forget. Okay. At least I have three for sure that I want to discuss. I just don't want to forget them. There might be some as I continue as well. So anyways, I think everyone has seen a lot of tech startups, a lot of apps being sold and bought. A lot of new companies hit the market for sure, which is really cool. A lot of companies have hit massive numbers. Think of ChatGPT. We're going to get into AI here in a second. But all of this, just leads to the fact that consumers do not want traditional marketing. They don't want the black and white blueprint anymore. They want visuals. They want visuals and they want connection and they want speed. I think those are like the three biggest things that we've seen shift this year that will continue to develop. So people do not want to wait. And I know a lot of companies have talked about this and I know a lot of news areas have talked about this whole idea that society has now created us to get things so quickly. So it's turned our consumers into very needy people. And that is true. I mean, people expect turnarounds 10 times faster than it used to be, but mainly that's because of technology and what people know technology can do. I think a lot of people are now realizing those who are high in tech mean they can move the needle a lot faster. They can get shipping done faster. They can get things set up faster. They can utilize AI and graft a whole entire design a lot faster than we used to be able to. So I think people are realizing that and investing in companies that are taking advantage of this because they also want results faster. They want Amazon to ship faster. They want companies to build websites faster. They want companies to write and sell books faster, right? Like everything, we're in such a speed era. I think that's only going to get worse. It's not going to get better because that's what society, that's what we've done. You know, after COVID, obviously, the world shut down and companies had to figure out how to quickly get all of this revenue and income back in. So they started delivering very quickly because they needed the sales and they needed the income. And now we've created this beast of, I want stuff done yesterday and I know you can make it happen. That's definitely a mentality shift that I've been noticing, and I know everyone else has been noticing, is people want speed. They want things done faster, and if you can't get it done, they're going to go to someone else. So that's another thing. Competition is just through the roof because people have obviously picked up on digital marketing and marketing across the board and going digital and creating multi-variations of different companies, just adding a different logo and a different name to it. People are very, very smart, and they're definitely taking advantage of what's already on the market. I think back in the day, things used to take forever to launch because everyone was in a product idea phase where they had to think of a new company to start, or they had to think of a new product to launch, and then they did it. And there wasn't as much competition. Now, I feel like people just wait for a new company or product to launch, and then they think, I can do that better and a lot faster with better marketing. Boom. And then they just literally steal ideas and steal entire companies and just reinvent the wheel 10 times faster than we used to. So just make sure with that, you are trademarking your business. You're getting things registered. You're protecting yourself because people can definitely duplicate your business a lot faster and a lot easier than they used to be able to even 5 years ago. definitely speed. Another thing that I've noticed in consumers is really just obviously purchasing online and definitely falling into this like seamless purchase idea. I think a lot of people, which is kind of crazy, right? Because the economy has been up and down, but I think a lot of people, if it's like under $100, products sell very quickly because it's just like this mindless, I'm flipping, I'm scrolling, and all of a sudden there goes my credit card, which is saved to my phone. It's just like one button presses. So I think as a business, if you are not taking advantage of that digital aspect and making sure that people can have a very easy, streamlined checkout process where it's like they're scrolling and then the phone auto saves everything and all they do is just hit yes, then I think you're definitely leaving money on the table, and you for sure have to implement that into the next year. And you also just have to get creative. People want to see personality in businesses. Before, companies used to get by being very black and white, very, this is the way we do things, my way or the highway. However, because of consumer mindset and the way just consumer minds have gone recently, people are expecting companies to fit into them. Let me say that again. People are expecting companies to fit into them, like fit into their lifestyle and their ideology and their opinions. They're not feeling the need to morph into a company like it used to be, right? Like before it was, you know, I had a pain point. I'm going to go seek a solution. It might not be the best, but I feel like it is what it is. So I'm just going to sign up for this, right? But now it's like, I have a pain point, and if you do not solve this, I'm going to go find another company that will. And they're very quick to jump ship. They're very quick to try things and jump ship because they know there's so many other companies out there that will adhere to what they want. So they're very quick to just jump around and be like, okay, that's fine. I'm just going to go to the next one that can solve my pain point a lot better than you. And they want companies to kind of like morph their products and services to their feelings and emotional connection. If you can do that, you make a lot more sales. And a lot of companies are learning, I can do this through marketing. The way I market and or advertise my company through videos, is it funny? Is it emotional? Is it like site texture driven, right? Like I'm sure you're noticing a lot of companies, they'll like zoom in more to clothing and articles, and they zoom out and they just create these very aesthetically pleasing pieces of content, versus before it was like, here's this PJ set for $80 and it is what it is, you're gonna buy it or not. But now it's like, you know, the models are walking down and the videos are capturing every movement and you see the flow of the PJs, it just looks so comfy. Then all of a sudden you see a couple sitting on the couch and they're drinking wine and the girl's like, oh, I love my PJs so much, I just feel so relaxed, and the kids are all calm, and then you're automatically thinking, I want this life. So you purchase these PJs because you think the PJs are going to give you the life in the video. That, I could literally just end this video here, because that is what marketing has become. It's become this whole, I'm just going to create visuals because I know the life that you want. I'm going to create a visual that will like put you in, like mentally put you into this visual, so that you're just thinking, oh, well, that's the life I want. So in order to get that, I'm just going to purchase this. It's like this very seamless purchase idea, which is why copy is so important right now. And visual aesthetics is so important right now. And I think that's going to continue to grow. So going back to that, then let's just, I know I was talking about apps, but I have it written down, so I don't forget it. But let's just talk about AI for a second, because I do think obviously everyone is saying, and we're seeing it right now, ChatGPT just went through a huge upgrade. It's 10 times smarter than it ever could be, which I didn't think was possible. So now let's go into this whole AI world and what that even looks like. So companies are definitely utilizing AI a lot more. They're not necessarily replacing jobs 100% yet. That's coming. Because essentially, if you can't keep up with AI, you're going to lose your job, because AI can keep up with you and 10 times better. So I think companies are realizing that there are different areas in their business that they can use AI more in to help the amount of hours put into the project or whatnot. They still need people to manage and run the systems, though, the AI softwares, because the AI softwares aren't like 100% set in stone yet. They do need people to understand how these platforms work to generate the content that they want AI to generate. So I think right now we're not seeing a lot of jobs being lost, but in 6 months, I do think if people are not willing to understand how to use artificial intelligence, then their jobs will be replaced. Those that are eager to learn about it and understand how it works, I think you guys are going to be safe, because companies are still going to need you to manage the AI software. But those that are just stubborn and don't want to go AI route, I don't know that that's going to be a long-term position for you and or company. I think a lot of companies right now are actually using AI not in a good way, and they think, I can just get rid of everyone, implement AI, and then sell my services for more because I'm using the term AI. But I know a lot of companies are definitely not doing well because of that, and or failing because of that. We are still in this, like, I need to understand AI phase, right? So you can't just like jump the ship that quickly. But companies that are just not utilizing AI at all are definitely going to get left behind 100%. Whether you want to hear that or not, it's true, because AI is definitely taking over. And I think people are expecting higher elite companies to utilize AI. So if you want to be considered one of those, and that's the type of person that you want to attract, then you have to implement AI into your business. But I think outside of that, I mean, AI is definitely generating things faster, which just doesn't help us with that whole mentality of consumers want things yesterday. AI is definitely making sure that speed keeps coming and deliverables happen 10 times faster. So I think that's another reason why you need to get on the AI ship, because people are going to expect stuff done faster, and you can get things done faster if you know how to implement AI. Otherwise, people are going to start getting pissed, and then there goes your business, you know? So I think AI will definitely help with speed and deliverability. But of course, you either have to understand how to use these AI systems, or you have to make sure someone on your team knows how to use them. But AI is definitely the future, whether you believe it or not. It is constantly changing. It is software that has capabilities that we don't even understand yet. I love AI. I think it's the coolest thing in the world. Am I afraid it'll take over? Sure. I'm a human. I maybe in 5 or 10 years. Yeah, it might take over, but we're in this era right now where AI is really cool and it can help a lot of businesses. I mean, we use AI a lot in our business and it has helped quite a lot. It's helped train us better. It's helped us understand industries better. And of course, it's helped us deliver a lot faster. So I am obviously a huge advocate because of that. But I think there are ways to use AI and there are ways not to use AI. So anyways, that's definitely number, I don't even know what number we're at, but we'll just kind of say like number one-ish of a physical thing that I think is happening outside of the demographic and the mindset that's been changing. Another thing that I think is really going to shift is app-based products and services. I think because of AI and because of all you brilliant brains out there, companies are realizing that they can deliver stuff a lot cheaper and more sufficiently through an app. So apps are huge. And of course, thanks to smartphones, apps are just absolutely massive. I don't know the percentage of the difference between how many apps launched 5 years ago to now. I'm sure it's like night and day different. But I do think even coaching programs are going to go app-based. It's definitely something that we're going to start implementing next year for our clients' businesses. If they have group coaching programs or something like that, we are going to try to push everything to an app. So that their clients, I mean, everyone does everything off of a phone or an iPad even these days. The desktop usages are just not as high. And I think that's because people are used to using apps. So you have to kind of start implementing app-based technology into your business. And that can look like a couple of different ways. If you are a product-based business, an app doesn't really make sense unless you have an application that goes with something they're buying. Because that's definitely something that I've seen a lot of companies start implementing. Like when you get something physical, there's a QR code that says download the app in order to like activate this product. I think that's definitely going to get huge, bigger and bigger for sure. And because I think a lot of things can be controlled via app and people like that because this is the horrible truth. But the more you're on your phone and the more you utilize your app, the more data is being given to all of these companies. So like we're kind of all working together to get everyone's data across the board, as horrible as that sounds, but it's true. And app companies are realizing that. And app companies are very investor heavy. And the more users and the more data that they can get, which means through screen time. So the more screen time they can get from you, they can record your text, your voice, everything like that. That's more data that they can feed into their system to then tell their investors exactly what they want to hear so that they can get more money to continue growing the app and or sell the business and just bank it. So that's the reality that we're in. I'm sure hearing that just like completely creeped you out, but it's true. And I do think though, there's a lot of companies that can definitely take advantage of apps. Now, companies that doesn't make really sense to me are like clothing companies. I don't know how y'all are going to use apps. As long as you have a very good user-friendly like website, you know, that's as close to an app. But that's definitely something that rings a bell. But like anything tech, like this microphone, Yeti, video cameras, earphones, like anything tech, remote control, I definitely think they're all going to have apps now that go with it and you can control things through app. I mean, heck, my dog's collar is like controlled through an app. There's baby monitors controlled through apps. So it's definitely something that a lot of companies are taking advantage of. Service-based companies, I think it's something new, up and coming. But we are starting to see a lot of apps like the Circle app. That one's been very big recently. School, S-K-O-O-L. So all of these are really good for coaching programs and coaches in general or consultants. And instead of doing group coaching programs through like Zoom with a Facebook group, people are developing really cool apps. And then when their clients purchase the group coaching program, all they do is download an app on their phone and they're given access to everything instantly instead of being like, click here for this and here for this and here for this. So it's just very convenient. Convenience is definitely a pattern here because people want convenient as much as physically possible. So that's kind of app-based technology. And then another one that I definitely think is picking up is affiliate marketing, influencer marketing. I mean, good Lord, the amount of children, and I say children because they're like 18 years old, who are making multiple six figures because they've realized that they could be incredible affiliate marketers or influencers. It's absolutely astonishing and you can't get mad at them. I mean, they're still doing a lot of work. It might not be like the traditional 9-to-5 that we're all used to, whether you own a business or not, but it is quite impressive how creative this new generation is. And they're realizing that my creativity can create incredible income for myself. And a lot of companies are taking advantage of that because technically affiliate marketing and or influencer marketing, I would say like 9 times out of 10 is cheaper than running paid ads. Ads have gotten very expensive these days through Facebook, Google, all that kind of stuff. So a lot of companies are utilizing influencer marketing and they're reaching out to these up and coming influencers. And these people are creating really, really cool product that just drives traffic. Again, go back to a couple episodes about that, but drives traffic to websites and sales pages. And then, you know, that's how the company gets by with instead of spending hundreds of thousands of ad money, they're going to invest in a single person or multiple people to influence their audience into buying their product or service. So I just think, you know, influencer marketing and affiliate marketing is definitely making a comeback. Influencer marketing obviously became huge after COVID. Affiliate marketing has always been around. However, this younger generation is now learning how to market it differently. So it just looks a little bit different to us. But I do think both of those are just going to make a huge, huge leap next year. And a lot of companies are going to be utilizing them. It's very easy to set up. And then you just have to find people that are good enough to drive traffic to your funnels. And then you pay them based off of how much money they bring into your business. So it's really, really cool. I think it's really fascinating to see these kids and how they, just their creativity, how they're able to take something and they just create these really, really cool, fun, seamless, eye-catching, engaging videos. And then all of a sudden, there goes that auto scroll to checkout like I was talking about earlier. And boom, you make a purchase, right? So influencer and affiliate marketing are definitely going to be huge next year. I mean, I think like that's the type of marketing we're going into. Of course, video is king and it will continue to be king. I read an article on Forbes about how videography and like the video-based marketing is still going to be massive next year. I do think AI is going to help a little bit with the speed of us editing videos and creating content and stuff like that. But you still need humans to like produce these videos. But I just think videos are really, 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 really huge. And if you think of static images on LinkedIn, Instagram, that kind of stuff just doesn't bring as much traffic as videos do. So I know a lot of you don't like videos, but it is what it is. And when you get in a groove, you essentially kind of find a pattern in your videos and a consistency. And then you just kind of get used to shooting them. And it's like, it just becomes like riding a bike. But you obviously had to take the time to film and edit and then read your numbers and analytics to know what type of stuff converts for you. I mean, right now, carousel images are still doing pretty well on Instagram, but video is just so, so, so king still. So anyways, that's kind of my take on marketing predictions 2024. I think direct marketing is the way to go, which if you don't know what that is, go back a couple episodes where I break down indirect versus direct marketing. But I think apps and AI videos, like all this kind of stuff, it still comes back to AI and how incredible it's been and how it can really help your business for sure. So hopefully this stuff doesn't scare you. I'd love to hear your comments. Let me know. You can send me a DM on Instagram, or you can comment on, we do little video clips on Instagram or on YouTube now, because we're on YouTube. We're kind of gearing up to go on TikTok as well. But anyways, just let me know your thoughts. What do you think some predictions are? What are you noticing? What are you seeing? What are you excited for? What are you not excited for? I love AI, so I get super excited every time ChatGPT announces like a new upgrade or there's a new AI software that I totally geek out on. But I think that's because I'm a numbers person. I'm excited for apps and developing apps next year because it's something totally different for our business, and I love a challenge. So I think apps are going to be really, really fun. I think it's crazy that kids can make so much money online, but I also think if you save money on ads and have influencers, have at it, you know, whatever. Whatever brings in the dough, just go do it. All right, my friends, that is it. I hope you liked some of these predictions. I can't wait to see where your business ends up next year, and cheers to that. So I will talk to you all later. See ya. Thank you for listening to another episode of She Converts, Marketing with Carolyn Lewis. To help more women thrive in business, make sure you rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. To become an exclusive She Converts podcast member, check out our website at www.sheconvertsmarketing.com. Until next time, keep putting in the work and trust in yourself to grow your business. Let's beat the status quo and empower women to build their empires. Let's continue to change it together.